Hi, this is a continuation of the visit record for Dion Alexander, Data Service 513-2022. The dictation is 0625-060. Date of birth of this patient is 12-5-89. Date of accident was 4-27-2022. The ADLs that are reported affected are as follows. The ADL is walking, standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, ability to lift dinner plates are all affected, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Physical examination, the vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 135 over 77, heart rate is 74, respiratory is 18, temperature is 96.7, height is 5'6", weight is 160 pounds. Pulse ox is 98. The patient is a 32-year-old African-American male. Height is 5'6", and the weight is 160. So average built and nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, and clubbing or colonicia, and there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases. Patient doesn't appear to be in acute anxiety or lethargy, and the patient exhibits a good attitude and a demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device, although there is some pain in the left knee, but it's not severe. The rest of the physical examination comes from the template, including the neurological examination and musculature examination. The gait is again slightly antalgic due to pain in the left knee. Other than that, patient is able to walk without using a crutches or any adaptive device. In the musculature examination, please mention there is a severe spasm of bilateral trapezius and quadratus lumborum, especially throughout, with a spasm of the paraspinal muscles from L1 to L5 bilaterally, and there is associated tenderness and trigger points are noticed, especially in the upper trapezius fibers and in the paraspinal fibers. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation from the template, spine tenderness is located at right sacroiliac joint and L5-S1. And there is associated spasm of the quadratus lumborum throughout and also in paraspinal muscles, L1 to L5 bilaterally, with mild tenderness and spasm with 2 plus hypertonicity. In the range of motion of cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10, hyperextension was not painful. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is positive. And Lermit test was positive. Distraction test is positive. Soto Hall negative, myelopathy signs are absent. In thoracic spine, the loose test is negative, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Burzynski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is negative. Scamp test is positive. Burzynski sign is negative. In sacroiliac joint, right sacroiliac joint is painful and tender. Faber test, Gonsalon test on the right are positive. Distraction test, Ely compression test, and standing flexion test are negative. Tendelberg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, except for the right, except for the left knee and left wrist, all other extremities are normal. Even the shoulders are completely normal with normal range of motions. The examination of the left wrist is as follows. On inspection palpation, there is no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture, color of the skin is normal. No angulation deformity. Muscle weakness is minimal. And no atrophy of thin or prominence. You've noticed. Range of motions are normal. Reflexes are normal. Grip is normal. Motor power is normal. Sensations are normal. Peripheral pulses are okay. Carpal tunnel compression tests are negative. Tenosynovial seven signs are negative. The examination of the left knee joint is as follows. There is a, on inspection, no scar, erythema, or effusion. On palpation, there is minimal tenderness in the patella and bilateral collateral ligaments. No crepitus or grinding noise is heard or no popping noise. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is not absent. It's not present. Collateral ligaments are all intact. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is absent. Macmillan sign, Steinman sign is negative and patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2 XXD, S09.90 XA, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, upper extremity into the right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. In the S43.432D. And the pain in the right, in the left wrist is M25.532 and S63.501. M79.642. Lower extremities pain in the left leg is M79.605. And the pain in the left knee is M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, M53.82. Thoracic spine M54.09, M54.6, M51.24, M54.14. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXX. In the sacroiliac spine M46.6. S33.5. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan for Dion Alexander is from the template, beginning with the physical therapy, which has been ordered 3 times per week. Focusing on the neck, mid back, lower back, the muscle spasm of the trapezius on the right side, right sacroiliac, left knee, and left wrist. The non-narcotic medications that are provided are as follows. The patient is provided with Celebrex, 200 milligram daily, to provide anti-inflammatory effect in helping healing. Lyrica 50 milligram at night, twice a day for nerve pain. Dexanidine 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep. The Ondanes T-Cetazone, O-N-D-A-N-S-E-T-R-O-N, 8 milligram tablet, PRN. For nausea and vomiting. Acefax 20 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Voltaren gel 3% and lidocaine patch are provided for topical. The furosemide are provided 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and nerve pain. For pain relief, patients provided with Tramadol ER 100 milligram daily. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We have a request to release the records, and they are available. They have been reviewed for the ER, and it appears that he had a clear cervical spine with no fractures. X-ray of the knee and the ribs are negative. And CT scan was done for the lumbar spine as well as the thoracic spine, and it is found that there are no issue with the foramen or guide canal stenosis or spinal stenosis. The SI joints are clear. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. Trigger point could help him, and other issues will be discussed at a later follow-up visits. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, not warranted at this time. Attended care case worker is not warranted. Past medical records have been reviewed and recorded. Investigations. After 3 to 4 months of physical therapy, a persistent pain will be re-evaluated, and a MRI will be ordered then. DMEs. Patients provided the back brace and a tense unit and a neck brace. Education, yes, but, and then follow visit in 1 month. And personal support, yes. Thank you.